You're listening to the Incomparables Total Party Kill podcast, and this is a new adventure with mostly new players. It's episode 212, posted November 2019. Oakhurst and Beyond.
Welcome back to Total Party Kill, the podcast where people on the internet play role-playing games for your amusement. I am Tony Sindelar. I will be your dungeon master for this adventure. And when I say your, I don't mean you listeners. I mean other people. Joining me as often is Jason Snell. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Tony. Are we playing D&D again?
I thought we should. The problem is that most of the people that I normally play D&D with are, well, they've sent me some notes. Dan Morin says I sing too often. Micah says I don't sing enough. Steve says I always, my turns take too long and I forget to mark people as my quarry.
Mm-hmm.
So basically I'm kind of tapped out. It feels like everybody in this country has already played D&D with me and is sick of me. Do you have any suggestions?
I think you should expand your borders and your vision and consider the fact that podcasting is a worldwide phenomenon. Dungeons and Dragons is a worldwide phenomenon.
So you're thinking like Canada.
Well, we already did Canada. I'm thinking, like, I don't know, somewhere in the EU. No. Strike that.
Whoa, topical.
How about the United Kingdom?
Okay, do you know some people in the United Kingdom?
I do. I know a few who
would
still
you like
speak to me.
To pull them into this podcast?
Well, let's start with, you know, James Thompson used to play D&D when he was wee, as they say in Scotland. That was a long, long time ago, but I bet he would be willing to play.
Do you think he's available?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
What? Apparently I am.
And then he appeared.
You say my name three times, I appear.
Wow, James Thompson, creator of PCalc.
I haven't played D&D for, I think, approximately 35 years, so I have forgotten everything.
That is about to change, because, I mean, unless something really exciting happens in the next couple minutes, you're about to play D&D.
Well, I gather the rules have changed about five times, but they're kind of back to where they were, so
yeah, you
we'll
know,
see.
Time is a flat circle.
Yeah.
Jason, do you know any other people far away? James, do you know anyone?
Yeah, I can think of a few. Somebody else in Scotland.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You know, Liz Miles is in Scotland, and she's played a lot of, I know she plays a lot of video games. I don't know if she'd be willing to do a D&D podcast with us. Liz, what do you think?
I have, in fact, played Dungeons & Dragons a couple of times at conventions, little short campaigns with a very understanding dungeon master.
There'll be none of that here.
Oh no, I was warned by another player that if they were DMing the match, then I would be dead by now several times, which I thought was rather mean, but yeah.
Well, I'll go for somewhere in between those. Welcome to the podcast, Liz.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to the excellent graphics and surround sound effects. Hmm.
Yes, this will be just like a video game, except only inside your head. Liz, do you know anyone that lives far away near where you are that we could pull in?
Nope.
Nope.
No one.
Jason, back to you.
Okay. Passes back to me. I do podcasts every week with Mike Hurley. I don't think he's ever played D&D. Maybe Mike would be interested.
I don't think he'd be interested.
Finally, somebody will play Dungeons & Dragons with me. What up, nerds?
Welcome to the podcast, Mike Hurley.
Thank
How are you?
You? I'm great. I'm very excited.
Are you so excited that you dragged other people in your life into this endeavor?
Not only that, I brought my wife.
Woo! I actually asked to be here, but never played before, so we're all on a roller coaster.
Welcome, Adina, to Dungeons & Dragons. You are one of many new people who are brand new to D&D. We're going to be figuring stuff out. It's going to be an experience.
Exactly.
I thought this is all Scottish. They don't sound very Scottish.
No, we've moved
Give
south now. We've moved south to England. But okay, Tony, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Mike does this podcast called Playing for Fun with Tiff Arment, and she's not from the UK.
Is she like Irish?
A little bit.
All right, it's good enough. Good enough then.
Joining us live from the Ireland of America, which is
New York.
Which right? is New York, strangely.
Oh my God.
You know what? American geography, it's complicated.
I was so missold on this podcast.
It's Tiff Arment. Welcome to the podcast, Tiff.
Thanks. I'm terrified.
That's the spirit. You should be. Dungeons and Dragons is a scary game.
Dragons are scary.
Dragons are scary. Dungeons, a little scary.
Yeah.
Some people say if you play this game too much, your soul is forfeit. I don't know. I haven't checked in on that since the 80s, so I'm not sure if they've done additional
research.
I think
that happened to me 35 years ago, so no problem.
You seem to be doing okay.
I'm deeply shocked by this. Are you like 60 or 70 or something? Because I always thought you were a lot younger than that.
Because you're
really
looking hella good for 70.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hella okay for 60.
I am none of those ages.
So he's between 60 or 70. That's what he's saying. He's none of those ages.
I'm just like 35.
61 to 69. That's what he is. All right.
Sorry.
So
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Mike.
Please forgive me.
I guess we should play some Dungeons & Dragons. As is traditional, when we play Dungeons & Dragons, people ask me questions about their characters / mechanics at this moment, unless we did enough of that before we started. Any people have any questions? We will we'll meet people's characters very soon. But any questions?
I don't know enough to have questions yet.
That is the spirit.
This is like a LucasArts Adventures game where nobody can die, right?
It is.
Have you seen the title of the podcast?
None of us can die. Our characters.
Yeah,
if you die in the game, get upset.
Your character. You should probably bring a backup character, though.
My aim for today is to not die on the first episode.
So. Yeah, wait until hour two.
I don't want to be the. Oh God, what's he called? The one who kept dying all the time in the first.
The Dan. We just call him Dan.
I don't want to be the dad of the podcast. That's my name.
Nobody wants to be the Dan. Yeah, you know what? Dan doesn't want to be the dad of the podcast. So, all right. Mike, we're going to start the adventure with you because I think you were kind of the seed around which all of this horrible shenanigans were built. Mike, could you tell us, just tell the listeners who you'll be playing today?
I will be playing Maximilian Thundercliff, who is Max Thunder to his friends, and he is of half-orc origin.
Do you have any friends currently? I mean, sorry, does Maximilian have any friends currently?
Not right now, no.
Okay, he's between friends.
Yeah, Max is on a bit of an adventure right now, but he's on his own.
So we join our friend Maximilian Thundercliff on the road. He's just outside the middle of nowhere, on the outskirts of a farming town called Oakhurst. He has his reasons for being on the road, because really, you would need a reason to be here in the middle of nowhere. Oakhurst is a pretty boring place. It's a little farming town. There's about 500 people there. Not a lot of exciting stuff. But perhaps somehow Maximilian Thundercliff will find adventure and excitement and hopefully some of the other player characters in this town.
Let's hope so.
Drama will find you.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
So what shall we do today, Maximilian? I'm really hoping at some point I get promoted to being able to say Max because it's
we're going to have to wait for that.
Yeah, it's inefficient.
So I am responding to a help wanted ad that I found in a relatively local newspaper.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of that newspaper?
It was the Oakhurst and Beyond Times. We'll call it that. And it is for two missing people.
Oakhurst and Beyond. Is it like a combination local Penny Saver and alternative media weekly? Is that
well, yes. Here's my issue. If I'm traveling to Oakhurst, I thought I couldn't really have an Oakhurst-based newspaper.
No, you
and I couldn't think of any names of towns that sounded Dungeons & Dragons-y enough, so I just went with Beyond. Right. It's just a large circulation.
All right, let's do a quick primer. Dungeons & Dragons towns are traditionally created the name. Take two nouns and stick them together.
Okay.
So
Devil's Bane.
Yeah. What? Say that again, Tiff.
Devil's Bane.
Devil's Bane. That sounds not like I would not buy property in Devil's Bane. Jason, what do you got?
Tree Farm.
Tree Farm. All right. Very imaginative. Adina, what's your best D&D town name you can come up with?
Butter Cow.
Butter Cow. All right. Liz.
Next.
Bat sheep.
What was that?
Bat sheep.
Back sheep?
Bat sheep.
Bat sheep.
Bat sheep.
It's a sheep. It's a bat. It's a bat sheep.
Okay. Is that an actual town in Scotland? You have to tell me if it is.
No, but it is what one of my Builder Bears are. It's a sheep that stresses Batman.
Okay.
And Bat Sheep.
James, have I interrogated you?
You have not.
You've had the longest to think of one, so yours will be the best.
Yeah, harmless location.
Is that the name?
It says what it is.
Okay, so each of you can write down that that's a place your character has been before.
Really?
So
Bat Sheep.
Yeah, I mean, tree farm? Liz, how much time did you spend in Bat Sheep?
Can't I go to like Honey Money? Honey Money. That sounds like a good place.
Sounds like a breakfast cereal with gold coins.
Yeah, I mean, Honey Money is, you're going to stay there for like a couple days. I feel like Bat Sheep, you got lunch there and then you kept moving, right?
Money is like Amsterdam.
Yeah.
it's actually a very refined place. It's where bees do all their banking. So, Mike, back to you. You're outside Oakhurst. You have you've torn a page out of the Oakhurst and Beyond, surprisingly wide-reaching news publication. Yep. You are from the Beyond, apparently. And what do you want to do next?
So, the wanted ad is basically to help find two missing individuals who have very Dungeons & Dragons names. I'm going to attempt to pronounce these. Talgan Hukriel?
Whatever you say becomes canon, so... What do you want to say that?
Okay. Talgan Hukriel and Shawin Hukriel.
Hukriel? Okay.
These are the two individuals
just
that I'm attempting to find.
Say something easy to say. Say they're called Bob now, and then we've got to find
I
Bob.
Didn't choose these names. These names were
just
merely...
mispronounce it as Bob.
So I need to basically go to find the Hukriel family to try and get more details. So I'm going to head towards the center of Oakhurst and see what I can find.
All right. I'm going to bring up the Oakhurst map for all of you.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
It's like a real video game.
Oh, I want to go to the shrine. Can I go to the shrine?
All right, your tokens are at the bottom of the map. You can distribute yourselves throughout the town if you feel like it, or you can wait and decide where you are. So this is Oakhurst. I mentioned it's about 500 people, but that includes like all the people that live like, you know, in the farms outside of it. So that's not like a town of 500 people so much as a community of 500 people. Maximilian, it is the first thing you notice as you're kind of wandering in to Oakhurst. You know, it's a mid-sized town. There is kind of like some, barracks or bivouac type fortifications around the town, but not really. It's not like a wall, and there's no guards or anything. People are just coming and going from the town. You do notice that, like, overwhelmingly, the population of Oakhurst seems like it's 90% human. So, as a half orc, you definitely stand out, at least in height, if not other things.
And good looks.
Yes, height and good looks. Mm-hmm. How good looking are you?
Extremely.
Extremely. Thank you. For our listeners, could you describe how good looking Maximilian is?
Yeah, he is a big guy, barrel chested, with long, flowing blonde hair. He's a striking blue eyes, grayish in complexion, but that's considered to be something of great beauty to many.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a variety of places you might, you're headed into Oakhurst to get the lay of the land. There's a variety of town related things. You know, there's some houses for the people who are kind of well off enough that they would have a house in town as opposed to just a farmhouse out in the fields. So there's some merchants and there's a general store. There's a place where people sell their livestock and produce from their farms. Blacksmith. It looks kind of like a little fort, and it looks like it's probably like a guard barracks and jail. But it doesn't look like it's really not seeing a lot of use. There is one temple. It's a shrine of Pelor. Pelor is you'd recognize the insignia as just a pretty standard thing to see in the Dungeons & Dragons world. Pelor is the goddess of the harvest and various other good things. And there is a tavern called the Old Boar Inn.
Okay.
Where do you want to head, Maximilian?
What time of day is it?
What time of day do you want it to be?
Okay, let's say it's towards the early evening, so I'm going to head to the tavern.
So it is early evening, and we're going to say that it's, it's early summer, not quite the solstice. How about that?
Okay.
All right. So you head to the Old Boar Inn. And in the Old Boar Inn, it's a kind of a modest tavern. It does look like the kind of place where you could probably rent a room. There's a bunch of basically farmers hanging out there, having a beverage after a hard day's work. There's a kind of gruff, but you know, he looks like he's got a little bit of twinkle to his eye. Older human hanging out behind the bar, and in addition to the various farm people, there's an assortment of other people who look like they might not be locals. Are any of our other player characters here at the Old Boar Inn?
I think we're heading there, but we're not quite there yet.
Okay, I'll provide an opportunity for you to arrive there soon. Jason, it looks like you might be there.
Yeah, I just came from the market, so I'm now walking into the Old Boar Inn.
Describe what Maximilian might see across the bar.
Oh well, in unusual again in this town that it's mostly humans is this elf who is over across the bar. He's a high elf. He is sitting by himself because they like that, you know, and the humans aren't really approaching him. He is sipping some tea. He is reading a book. He is literally at the bar reading a book, not surrounded by anybody, occasionally looking around, but very focused on a book and also writing in a little notebook about with a pencil about things that he's apparently reading out of the book. Very studious sort of fellow. He's got a staff. That's about it. He's an elf.
Mm-hmm. Adina, are you also at the Old Boar Inn?
Yep. I'm sitting at the bar, questioning the old landlord there. I have heard of him before, and I traveled all the way to find him and get some tricks out of him. Mm-hmm. I have spotted Furion as well. I am Olena. I'm a half elf, but people might not know that because my hair is very long and it covers my elfish ears, but I have spotted Furion the first minute I entered, or he entered.
So you're sitting at the bar and the barkeep, the landlord is, he's pouring drinks for for a bunch of the farmers. And he's like kind of telling you a story in like bits and pieces in between trying to do his work. And he's both somewhat irritated with you, but also super enjoying telling the story because, you get the sense that he is a little vexed by the attention, but also no one has cared about any of his stories in several years. So
that's the usual reaction, feelings. I guess.
Yeah. So, Max, what happens next? Maximilian.
Yeah, thank you. So one of the things about Maximilian, Max thinks he's smarter than he is, which tends to get him into trouble, but he thinks he is a being of higher intelligence when he is, in fact, not so. So when he enters the bar, the tavern, and sees Furion, he knows that Furion, then being an elf, is probably of a higher intelligence, so approaches Furion for some highbrow conversation to see if he can find some information about the Hukriel family.
All right. So, Furion. A large half-orc approaches you.
Yes. Hello. Hello. I don't know anything about that family. Which is strange. I'm obviously missing something in my research then. I've been here for several weeks doing research on this town and the surrounding areas, sort of Oakhurst and beyond, if you will. And I have found some interesting stories, interesting magical history and other things that I'm interested in studying here, but I have not heard of that family.
Well, sir, I can only assume it's because they're all missing, and that's why I'm here. This is the problem that I find.
Was magic fruit involved in some way, do you know, by any chance?
Maybe it always is. I don't know. It depends. Right. I've only arrived in Oakhurst. Maybe this is a magic fruit-bearing town.
Well, one of the most notable things, and Furion is very excited to share information because that's his thing, one of the most notable things about Oakhurst, which as you can see is not particularly notable, is the fact that the goblins come every solstice, and they bring a magic apple that is it's a beautiful, perfect magic apple, and the legend says that if you eat it, it heals you of any disease. Now, these goblins come from, you know, the dungeon that's down the way, the Sunless Citadel, which I have not been in, although I have read a lot about it. And that's literally the only thing notable about this town. I don't know whether that's involved with your missing people or not. Do you know them, or are you just answering a want ad? Because I've run into some people who are newspaper people. Are you a newspaper person? Is that what you're doing?
I am a newspaper person.
Oh, I like that. That means you're literate. That's good. I like literate people because I like books. See, I got a book right here.
Yes, I am also a lover of great books. I
That's
wonder,
unusual in a half orc. Oh, did I say that
whoa,
out loud?
Whoa,
well,
whoa.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse
whoa,
me,
whoa.
Sir.
We're way judgmental.
To, way to insert racism into our escapism.
Look, I'm an elf. It's role-playing, okay?
Okay, I'm just saying. We're like 25 minutes in.
It's amazing
this
we got this
magical,
far.
This magical apple of which you speak, dear sir, has it recently been brought down from the goblins?
Well, we're nearing the solstice. I don't think that it's arrived yet. Otherwise, I would be out there and it would be very exciting. But I am kind of waiting and hoping that we get a glimpse of these goblins, because if the stories are true, and until I see it with my own eyes, I'm not sure I'm going to believe it. That is fascinating that they have magic apples that will cure you of any disease. I would love to see that and talk to those goblins about what, you know. Are there special trees? Do they do things to normal apples to turn them into other magical apples? I don't know. I'm curious about that, but I haven't seen the goblins or the apples yet.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting that you're a fan of apples. Yeah,
it just works, okay? The magic apples, they just work.
Unsubscribe. Maximilian, so this strange elf is just dumping information on you whether you want it or not. I'm not sure what you're going to do with that.
Do you know the history of the printing press that the newspaper is printed on? I could talk about that a little bit, but it's not that interesting. It's not a magical printing press. That's mostly what I'm interested in.
No, I think I'm good. I'm looking merely to try and get more information about the Hercreal family, because they will give me the adventure of which I seek. And considering that you don't know about them, then I don't think that this could be of much use to me. However, I'm very happy to hear about magical fruit.
I'll keep an eye out for them, and you should keep an eye out for magical fruit and goblins.
I will.
And let's stay in touch, because who knows how these things might connect.
Here's my business card.
Oh, thank you.
Street team.
It's literally a piece of the newspaper ripped out with
and
a
Max, Max on it.
Written on it, yeah.
Don't call me Max. Call me Maximilian Thundercliff only. We are not friends.
Right, this is just a mnemonic for me to... never mind, I got it. Maximilian, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You know, just as your conversation is wrapping up, the door of the tavern flies open, and there is a very large, imposing figure standing in the doorway. It looks like it might be... They look almost like they might be some kind of monster at first, but then, you know, your eyes kind of adjust to the light, and it appears to be a dragonborn carrying some kind of musical instrument, and he seems to be accompanied by a tiefling.
Yeah, I was hoping we would do the, you know, the doors to the tavern open, and we walk in, and all the music stops with the two of us.
Scratched.
Yes.
Ye olde record.
Yeah. The enchanted little radio in the corner kind of like sputters.
Yeah.
All the farmers look up, kind of scoot back in their chairs, and then they relax after a moment.
And Furion leans over to Maximilian and says, "Oh, that's a dragonborn and a tiefling. Do you know the history of the dragonborns and the tieflings and how they came to be? I could tell you that later. Later.
Yes, please."
James and Tiff, do you want to tell us a little bit about the characters that you'll be playing, at least their names and maybe what their appearance is to the other characters?
Yeah, I am Nerixius Narbat, a dragonborn bard, because I thought that sounded good. And I am actually here to play a gig at this tavern.
That was posted in Oakhurst and Beyond newsletter, of course.
Yeah, it's got a very wide reach. Mm-hmm. Good
but
circulation. So my character is here because he has left his tribe because he wants to be a musician more than anything else, and he is trying to he's going on the whole tavern circuit trying to become famous
as
and,
you do
as you do yeah. And it would be fair to say that a dragonborn is a rather striking sight here in Oakhurst, because a dragonborn is not a dragon, but it is a humanoid creature with many dragon-like appearances. Dragons are much bigger, but a dragonborn is much bigger than a human. So rather hulking lizard man with a tail and, you know, big stompy lizard feet and claws. And what color is Nox? Is Nox red?
Yeah, he's a sort of dark red with black horns, very electric blue eyes as well.
Mm-hmm. And there's probably a little bit of smoke even kind of coming out of his nose. And he's got his big dragon snout.
Yeah, so. Very much a fire-breathing, typical, stereotypical dragon, you could say.
Yes, but you know, you wear pants. That's what divides you. And you know, a dragon would probably have a hard time walking into this tavern. A dragon would just tear down the wall to get in. And accompanying you is another somewhat strange sight here in Oakhurst. Tiff, do you want to tell us about your character?
Yeah, I'm El Scorcho, and that's E-L-L-E for those of you who are confused.
Reference acknowledged.
And I am a tiefling, which extends to my maker's roots of being named Tiff, because I thought they sounded similar. So
just all puns. Just a pun-based character.
And I'm also a druid, so I'm closer to nature and things than most of my kind tend to be. And I'm here with my friend Nox to go hear him play, because I've just left behind my criminal past because I was just kind of tired of the scene. I was successful and I was good at it, but it wasn't feeling really like me. I just felt like I was doing wrong, and I just wanted to move on and go hear my friend play at the tavern and maybe find some peace. And
yeah, you got to follow your bliss, which is sometimes a musical dragon.
And I'm traveling with my beast companion, which is a
not
weasel.
Not me, I would point out.
No, not Nox. He's not my beast companion. He's my friend. And yeah, so my weasel is hanging out with me on my shoulder. He likes to climb on my horns because, you know,
we're friends. So we should point out that tiefling is a rather unusual sight in Oakhurst as well. Tieflings are basically kind of, they are descended from the union between humans and demons. So they're humanoid, but they can have rather demonic features. They tend to have horns and kind of spooky looking eyes, and some of them have tails, and sometimes their skin color tends to be of the more hellish nature. You know,
I'm not as red as most people. Yeah. I have a little more kind of mocha, like cafe latte situation going on.
Yeah, but still a little unusual. The horns really stick out. I mean, compared to the
rest. You can't hide them. You can't.
And in fact, you recognize somebody from your old days in the crime game. I don't know how well you know her, but you recognize an acquaintance, at least, Olina, sitting at the bar in the old Boar Inn.
I do. We make a little eye contact. I give her a little nod. She knows what we did together in the past.
Oh gosh.
So. Hey, now we're talking crime here.
That just means murder, Mike.
Oh gosh.
I'm more a steely. I steal more than murder. That's why I had to
steals
hang out with
lives. Got it.
Yeah. My true nature is hidden behind the way I look. People don't trust me because of the way I look. But I totally
get it.
Yeah. Well, it is.
Tony,
they judge you.
There would be the racism again if we didn't.
Yeah, you get judged hard by the way you look in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, look at everyone in the bar just staring at us right now.
Unless you're incredibly beautiful, like Maximilian Thundercliff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you'll find that Nox is also has a charisma higher than yours.
Yes, we get it. All of you are incredibly attractive characters in this game. That does not communicate anything about your deficiencies in real life. That you're trying
to imitates life. That's just
trying
how
to
it
try
goes.
And lay on a little thick here. So
Furion pushes the glasses that he doesn't wear up on his nose a little bit higher.
Yeah. As soon as someone's invents spectacles, I'll be all set. Holding the book closer to his face. Adina, let's jump over to you. You're at the bar. You're chatting with your colleague slash perhaps you're hopeful that he might be your mentor, Garen, owner of the Old Boar Inn, when this kind of motley crew is wandering into the tavern. So you saw this half-orc, and then you saw you probably weren't expecting to see anybody you'd recognize here at Oakhurst, but you saw, I want to make sure I got your names not mixed up, L. Your previous co-worker, L, and a rather rather imposing. He probably had to stoop to get in under the sill of the door. Dragonborn, and especially the Dragonborn is carrying. It looks like a giant guitar, but it also looks like just a huge chunk of metal. So that's I think everybody is looking at that right now.
Well, besides the record scratch that we all heard, I'm a bit disturbed right now, a bit worried because I see L over there and I'm thinking, who sent you here? What have I done wrong? We know each other from our criminal days. We've done some stuff together and now I'm worried. Who is she working for? Mm-hmm. What I'm wondering.
Do you want to do anything to find that out right now, or are you just going to keep your distance for now?
I'm going to keep my distance. I'm just trying to collect information and then judge the situation and then see how everything unravels.
Okay.
But I asked the landlord, the innkeeper, do you know what's going on here? Dude?
I don't. Sometimes we get kind of an influx of people around solstice. Usually it's just people coming in from the outlying farms. I don't know why there's so many adventures coming through today. That's unusual.
Strange.
Yeah, I hope they don't cause trouble.
It wasn't like this in the previous days.
No. I came out here for the quiet life. I used to be like them, but they better not cause trouble here.
Trouble in a bar? It'll never happen.
I just want to pour drinks and think of the good old days.
See, they take one look at us and they think trouble's happening.
And he goes into a long story about how he almost stole the crown jewels from the city of Waterdeep. I'll open up to you all. Who wants to do something?
Well, I think my character is here because of this solstice music festival that I've been sold on from this newspaper. So I think I'll have to go and introduce myself to Garen, was it? The ink. So yeah, I'll do that.
All right. So Garen is behind the bar pouring drinks. He seems to be chatting with a half elf rogue who's kind of camped out at the bar, and he's clearly the owner, operator, and sole employee of the Old Boar Inn, keeping quite busy. And he stops what he's doing when you kind of move up to the bar because how tall are you, James? Tall is your character?
Well, they're similar.
Yes.
I think he's he's like 2.5 meters or something, whatever
James,
that is.
James.
Hang on, I'll need to.
James.
Product placement, no. 6'10", so okay. not too bad.
All right, so so pretty tall. Certainly he has to look up to you. The bartender landlord, he actually looks... He looks like back in his day, he might have been rough and tumble himself. You're surprised you actually see there's a bunch of kind of fading tattoos on his arms. But he seems to, he gives you a look. And welcome.
Hi there. My name's Narbat. Narixius Narbat. My friends call me Nox. You should just call me Nox.
What can I get you, Nox?
Well, I'm here about the... There was an ad in the newspaper about the... about the Solstice Festival. Yeah, I thought there was a gig happening.
Well, the Solstice is in a couple days, so I guess you're a little early, but, it would all... I'm sure the townsfolk would love to hear some music tonight if you'd be up for that, maybe after dinner.
Oh, always. It's my calling.
I can't promise you much, but I'd be glad to feed you and give you a place to sleep for your troubles.
I have a companion with me as well. Would another room for her be part of the deal?
Yeah, separate rooms. We're just friends.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
We can cover that. Sure.
Oh, thanks very much.
So he gives you two room keys. He kind of points at the back of the inn. There's a stairways going up to some rooms above the tavern, and he also gives you two bowls of stew and two beers.
Let's go get a table, Knox. We'll enjoy our supper before we get into our rooms.
Yeah. Dump our stuff and then
The bar actually looked like it was reasonably crowded, but as you turn away from the picking up your beer and stew, it seems like several tables have opened themselves up for you to have your choice of where you're going to sit.
This always happens to us.
Yeah, yeah. You know. You don't. You are not available. People who wait in line. wait on queue.
Well, I guess we'll go over and sit down at this table and see if anyone is going to come within 10 feet of us.
All right, Jason, how's Furion doing?
Furion is watching the scene, occasionally looking at his book and kind of intrigued by it, and I think is might approach the half elf person just because they're the only two sort of elven extraction people in this entire town that mm-hmm. he's seen.
All right. So, Alina, Furion, who you've seen around town you've been here for a couple days now, a week, something like that.
Yeah.
Yep. Sounds about right.
So you've seen Furion around. The tavern where is probably, you know, there's not a lot of places for visitors to stay. In fact, there's this one. So you've probably crossed paths a couple times. This is the place where visitors would stay and get food. So I don't know if you've had any conversations before, but you've certainly seen each other around. And you both kind of stand out a little bit in terms of how human this town is.
Hello.
Oh, hello there, kind sir. What is your name?
I'm Furion. I'm here learning about the town and beyond and the surroundings beyond, checking in on the goblins and this magic apple thing that they do by the solstice, but I haven't seen any goblins yet, so I'm just doing, you know, just scouting around, seeing what's going on. What brings you here?
Well, I am a half elf rogue, and I'm trying to level up my skills so that one day I can go back to my homeland and slay this mad king that killed my parents. No biggie, but until then, I'm trying to learn stuff. And I came all the way here to meet Garen and try to steal some tricks from him because he's like a total legend in the criminal world. But I don't know what happened to him because now he's just a landlord, you know? So you look well read. Do you know any tricks, any adventures, anything you could pass on to me?
I don't. I've been researching about magic and things like that, but I don't know anything about adventuring. I've trained, but most of my work goes into if you could put research on a level system, I would have a very high level. But if you put adventuring on a level system, I'd basically be level one. So I don't really know a whole lot about...
If such a grading scale existed in this world.
Yes, what would that be like?
But so I don't know. You said crime, you said. You said that's interesting. I am obviously in academia more than crime. Although, you know, sometimes if you get a grade that you don't like, it feels like a crime, right? Anyway, that's interesting.
Am I right? Yeah, totally know all about that.
Yeah. What kind of crime? No. Small talk, Furion. What kind of crime? Is it like righteous crime where you're trying to overthrow people who are bad, or is it more like crime to survive, or is it like thrill crime? I read a book about the different types of crime.
Well, you see, I'm a little elf here, half elf, yeah, and right. I don't have strong armor. I can't really battle everyone. I don't have a lot of strength, but I've got going for me.
that's what we elves have to stick. Elves and half elves, we got to stick together because we're not the sturdiest people. We got to use our wits
exactly. But I have I picked up a few weapons along the way, and I know my way around them. I also acquired, don't tell anyone, but I have these thieves' tools that I've also read a lot about how to use them, but I don't know how to use them, so hopefully I'll find a door to unlock at some pick a lock at some point.
I imagine that the thieves' tools come with like a little IKEA style instruction.
I hope so. Nothing until now, but Yeah, I'm just trying to pick up some skills, trying to level up as well so that I can kill that king I mentioned, and just trying to get in myself into some situations to try that luck. Have you heard of anything? What about those goblins? Are they trouble?
I don't know. I mean, they've got magic fruit that makes, like, cures people of illness, so that sounds like the opposite of trouble, although they do come from near the dungeon, and they're... You know, dungeons, the crazy stuff goes on around dungeons. You never know what you might find there. I don't know if this bartender is disappointing you. I mean, did you see who just walked into the bar? There's lots of interesting people here all of a sudden that are way more interesting than the farmers. Let me tell you, I've spent most of my week talking to farmers. Farmers have nothing interesting to say. And when I ask about the goblins, they're like, I don't even know about that. And it's like, it's your whole town. That's all that is here is the goblins. So, you know, these people seem way more interesting than your usual Oakhurst.
Yeah, I think we should go over and see what's their deal.
That's a great idea.
Their story. Yeah, let's walk over.
Meanwhile, across town in Oakhurst, at the Temple of Pelor, Liz, how's it going?
Hey, good. Just hanging out here. Okay. In evening time at the temple.
Just praying, taking it all in.
No, just looking for stuff. Looking for. For people who might not be quite pro this goddess, but maybe like, you know, like some demons, drew some demons in the temple.
So I will tell you, so the shrine is a relatively simple kind of little stone structure. They wouldn't have like big services so much as people would kind of come here one at a time to pray for like good luck or a good harvest. It's maintained by a priestess. So there's a female gnome who works here. And maybe you've chatted with her a bit. Her name is Dem, but she asks people to call her Cookie. But I will tell you, Pelor is pretty far from demons on the whole theology scale.
Yeah, but the people might be getting a bit sick of this kind of, you know, goody goody cookie worshipping harvest nonsense.
So Cookie is, at this point, Cookie has asked you to do your proselytizing outside the temple. But you have been outside the temple, perhaps proselytizing the good word of demons to the people of Oakhurst.
Yes, just trying to encourage a little more variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Religious diversity is good for a community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a breadth of worship, you know, don't put all your eggs in one divine basket, mm-hmm. just in case you pick the wrong basket. Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. No one's really been interested in.
No, okay. That was my next question. How's it going?
Not well. I don't know why, but a bunch of farmers are really not that into demons.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they seem very concerned about what impact that might have on the harvest.
Yeah, lots of fire.
Yeah,
which is probably really good. Like after the harvest, and you know, you want to turn your fields or something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Good knowledge.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about agriculture.
That is having an influence on your success with converting these people.
Maybe should have found out something about agriculture.
I just appreciate that in this group here, we have five characters who are very kind of strange and would not kind of be able to really kind of pass freely in Oakhurst. And then we have one human character who is a demon worshiper. And like everybody in town knows about this person now and knows to cross the street when they see them coming.
That's true. I should just also say that less demonic, the less demonic, who was thrown out of her necromancy group mm-hmm. for not being demonic enough. And it was very tragic and very sad. So these people should be sodding grateful that I want to create a more supportive group here. Instead of shutting, it's so mean.
You know, maybe they'll come around eventually, but so far, things are not going great. So do you want to continue to hang out at the Shrine of Pelor, or do you want to do
other
things?
No, I'm very sad now, and I want to have a drink.
Okay. So you head over to the Old Boar Inn, where you've probably been from time to time for a beverage or a meal. Perhaps you're staying there in your time in Oakhurst. But things are a little different than the last time you passed through the doors here. You know, you probably recognize that weird nerdy elf that's always camped out with a book, and maybe you've seen the recent arrival, that half elf who's always hanging out at the bar, sometimes twirling a dagger menacingly. But there's it looks like there's three new arrivals who are, you know, they're pretty dramatic.
A demon! That was a demon.
Finally.
Worship me.
So, a strange woman has approached you and is yelling at you.
I have my hands up. I'm like, whoa, 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 lady.
Greetings, noble demon.
Hi, do I know you?
No. You have entered our plane of existence. How are you finding it here?
Good. The soup's a little bland. I could use some salt. I hear the chef needs, you know, a little bit of work on his skills. Here he wasn't a chef for very long. It's his new thing. Yeah, he just needs some practice.
Perhaps you would like to set fire to him with your demonic powers.
Oh, you want me to just sit here and perform some demonic powers for you?
I'm having a lot of trouble with the locals and their lack of commitment towards demonic lords. And I think a demonstration from an actual demon or a half demon might really help.
See, I'm not really into that anymore. I'm trying to get away from more of my I really like poetry and art.
Poetry?
Yeah.
Art. Yes.
I mean, everybody's pro fire until the place is burning down. and then somehow they're not into it anymore.
My good fellow, have you never been to a true rock concert? All rock concerts end with the place burning down.
Can you see the guitar on my back?
Yes, it looks very inflammable.
Exactly.
It'll be fine.
No, I tend not to do the whole fire thing inside a venue because, you know.
But you'll be fine. Look at you. You're all made of stone practically.
People always want us to just set things on fire, Nox. I don't understand. Like, it's not my job to show you my fire.
I'm having a lot of negative feelings about the locals at the moment. A lot of negative feelings.
Well, why don't you grab a drink and come sit with us and we can chat.
Thank you.
We can talk about the arts.
The locals don't seem to like us either.
I am feeling very rejected.
Let's check in with Maximilian. Maximilian, how's it going?
It's going good. There's a lot of new people that have entered, and I'm hoping that one of them can try and shed some light on my whole reason for being here.
You know, it occurs to you that the first person and only person you have asked about this is somebody who does not live here. Perhaps you might get more information from a local or at least someone who did not recently arrive in Oakhurst.
Okay, well, I don't necessarily know that, so I'm going to go and try and talk to some people that are around. I have no idea how long people have been here for. I'm going to approach the very emotionally excited individual who's just walked into the bar, who's now sat down with some others, who I'm assuming she must know, considering how enthusiastic they all were to get to talk to each other.
Yeah, maybe that person will tell us their name at some point. I don't know. So.
Exactly.
I did pay attention. Velo.
I will approach this figure and introduce myself. Hello there. My name is Maximilian Thundercliff, and I'm trying to find information about a couple of missing individuals. Are you from around these parts?
Greetings, Maximilian Thundercliff. I am Velo, the less demonic. So sad. And well, kind of from around these parts. I have a lot of opinions about these parts, which is in many ways the same thing. Yes, these people don't like demons. It's very sad. They're very into their harvests. I don't like this.
They are a farming town, after all. I'm looking for the Hukriel family. Have you heard of them?
Do they like demons?
I don't know. I've never met them.
Then I don't care about them. I don't like them.
I don't think you're going to be very useful for me in this fact-finding mission.
No, okay. I'm not. What's your point? Okay. God damn it. I'm in emotional issues just now. I don't need to be interrogated.
At this
like
point,
this.
Maximilian ever so slightly starts to back away.
Wait a minute. You said like the Hukriel family?
The Hukriel? Do you know of the Hukriel family?
I've heard of them, possibly. Okay. And I might have run across them in my criminal past.
Oh, this is interesting, because two of them are missing. Do you happen to know anything about this?
Tiff, do you want to do a roll? We haven't done a roll yet.
Okay.
Ooh. In Dungeons & Dragons. Do you want to give me a history roll? So roll a d20 and then add your history skill, and I will tell you what you know about the Ukrio family.
I rolled an 18, and my history is 0.
Okay, that's very good. Elle totally knows about the Ukrio family. Anybody who would be traveling to Oakhurst would know about the Ukrio family. They're the big kind of rich merchant family that has a lot of control over the economy of Oakhurst, and they have a rather large, fancy house across the street from the tavern. How could anyone be in Oakhurst and not know about them?
Oh, the Ukrio family, of course!
That's exactly what I said, all of that.
Well, it's up to you how much you want to relay to Maximilian or what that sounds like.
Okay. I know this family. They're very wealthy. And I don't know, if you just kind of glance out this tiny little tavern window, because everything's made of stone, that you can see that giant house there obstructing everything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where they live.
Oh,
they live
excellent. There. You've given me the exact information. You must be good friends of the Ukrio family to know so much about them. Nobody else in this goddamn place knows anything.
I wouldn't say we're friends. I think they've had me, I don't know, possibly help them acquire some wealth at some point.
You are exactly the type of person that I'm looking for, because there are two individuals missing, Taugen and Sharwin. That's a particularly difficult name to say. They are missing, and the Ukrio family is giving a bounty of 250 gold for proof of their fate. Doesn't necessarily need to be alive, but we could get a bonus if we were to find them as such. Would you be willing to join me to go and talk to the Ukrio family? And I'm sure I could cut you in on any of the takings that we eventually find.
Yeah, I think I would go with you to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, because I might be able to help you, and I have I've seen those people before, right? Have I? Can I say that? Yeah, sure.
I think which people have you seen before, Tiff?
The people who are missing?
I don't know. I don't think you've seen them before.
No?
Nope. You know their last name, but you don't know them.
So. All right, yeah, I'll go with you, but I think it's better if you do all the talking.
Interesting.
Elle, do you care about including your compatriot in this, or is this just a crime issue? So,
I think we should.
Are you just going to rob Mike as soon as you leave the tavern?
Before we go, I need to go talk to somebody over at the bar.
Okay,
I'm going to go talk to Olena.
Olena, yeah.
Olena, got it.
Okay, well, I'll gather my things, I'll finish my drink, and we can meet at the entrance of the bar and leave over together.
Okay.
Yeah, Mike, you should probably make a list of your possessions just in case we need to give all those to Tiff when you're dead.
Yeah. Now that we know Nellis isn't playing his gig tonight, that he has to wait a few days for the solstice.
So you were, you're approaching Elena.
Okay. Hey! fancy seeing you here.
Oh, same. Likewise. What's happening?
I just had an interesting conversation with this Maximilian fella.
Were you talking about me? Do you want
no,
to kill
me? Actually, we're talking about the Ukrio family.
Who are they?
And I know that you might have some history with them.
I might, or I may not. Is this a dice roll?
You can establish what you know about them. If you want to know something that I know, you can ask for a dice roll. That would probably be history.
I want to do it. That sounds fun.
All right.
Let's see if I can remember anything. It sounds like a familiar name. Oof! I have a 7+1 in history, so that's an 8.
You think that they are important? You don't really remember why. Probably they have money.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah, this name sounds familiar, but I'm not quite sure where to place them. Do you know anything about them?
Don't you remember borrowing some of their money with me?
Oh, that time. Those were the guys. Yeah. Okay. Why did you want to talk to me about them now?
Well, I seem to have found myself in a situation where I might be going over there, and I was wondering if you could provide some backup.
Oh, I can do that. I have some really cool weapons right now that I'm dying to try. Also, I think we should get this dude. I've just met him. I think he's Furion or something like that. I think he might be useful. He knows a lot about everything. Do you think he might help?
You can ask him. I'm thinking about also bringing my companion over there because he's a big dude, and
I think that's a good idea because I remember they had like loads of guards, right, or loads of bodyguards. You know,
yeah, I think doing this in a group would probably be the best.
That sounds good. Hey, mm-hmm. Yo, Furion.
Hey, do you need me? What's up?
Well, I was talking to Elle over here. Have you guys met yet?
Oh, no. I don't think we have. Hello, I'm Furion.
Hi, I'm Elle. Elle Scorcho.
It's a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Elle has a really good idea here. She has a place to be, and she needs some help. And a bit of muscle and a well-read mind like yourself, I'm sure.
Are you asking me to join in an adventurer's quest?
You seem to know a lot about everything. I think you might help, but if you can help, it's strength in numbers. It's one of those situations.
It doesn't even have to be that interesting. This place is so boring. I will do it.
Okay. Do you think we need any more people?
Yeah, let me go talk to Nox. Hey, Nox.
Hey.
We're going to go across the street and check out some stuff.
She knows the big guy. Oh, I like this. This is getting better.
Ooh, yeah. Well,
are we going to play some music for them or something? Is that kind of what's going
on? No, I just want you to come with me and, you know, hold your guitar out, you know, in front of you just in case.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Cool. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Velo, no one has recruited you yet, but there's clearly a lot of exciting things going on in the, sorry, is it Velo or Vilo?
Velo.
Velo. Velo, sorry. Velo, no one has, directly recruited you yet, but I am very confident in your ability to insert yourself into matters if you're so inclined.
I would like to order more drink from the bar.
And so you do.
I would like to drink that drink until I'm in a drunken stupor.
Done. And next.
Please have her follow us. That would be awesome.
It's up to her.
I really want to choose. No. I am just going to watch them out of the corner of my eye and see where they move and then drunkenly stumble afterwards. Sneakily. Sneaky drunken.
All right. They seem to be heading out of the tavern unless there's any last business that needs to be happening here.
I think I should introduce myself to all these people.
Nerixius Narbat. My friends call me Nox. You should all call me Nox. Very glad.
This turned into a real party, Elle. I thought that we were just heading over together, and you seem to have recruited the entire bar on this quest. You seem to be quite the popular one around these parts.
I don't think you know this family well enough to.
I don't know them at all, in fact.
Yeah, you shouldn't go alone.
Okay.
It's a big house.
I'm pretty strong, so...
I'm kind of in the entertainment business. You might have heard of me.
Anyone who wants to is welcome to roll history and see if they've heard of Nox.
Yep.
Ooh, I want to do that.
All right. Everybody...
I rolled a one! I got a critical fail as my very first roll of Dungeons
I would say,
Dragons.
In order for you to have heard of Nox, you need to roll a 20.
Nope.
Listeners, Liz has rolled a one.
We're in the one club now.
Nobody has heard of Nox. Together.
You know what? It's good to get it out of your system now. So none of you have heard of Nox. It's up to you to determine if that is relayed in your communications or not.
Hello, potential demon worshipper. I haven't heard of you. Have you considered demon worship as an alternative career?
A drunken lady stumbles up from behind and says hello.
Well, I was more focusing on music as a first step. I wouldn't rule anything out.
If you just go metal, you can just get in with that crew and you'll be great.
Exactly. Yeah. They're very enthusiastic in the demon worshiping community for people who can actually play one of your string instrument things.
It's called a guitar.
Okay. One of those.
And so your group continues to introduce themselves to each other and commit a variety of faux pas, and
mostly by
Philo is, you know, props just barely upright as you cross the street to the wealthy merchant house of the, how are we pronouncing it, Mike?
I have to look every time. Hercreel.
The Hercreel family, an impressive estate just across the street from the tavern where you've all spent the last hour. Will the adventurers actually start the adventure? Will they spend more time doing things in Oakhurst, or will they actually find out what the heck is going on? For more, tune in next time for Total Party Kill.